The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Stabbing Into a Mystery, the podcast that digs deep into chilling murder cases and their eerie secrets. I'm your host, DJ Red Rum, and together we'll explore these shocking stories. Are you ready to stab into the mystery? Let's begin. Hello and welcome to episode number 3. Today we will be discussing the case of Kaylee Marie Anthony, which captivated the public. She was a 2-year-old girl from Orlando, Florida, whose mother, Casey Marie Anthony, was acquitted of her murder in 2011. This verdict, of course, caused an uproar throughout the country, especially since the case was a media spectacle. This case confused many detectives, mostly because of Casey Anthony's story containing contradictions, lies, and controversy. So we have to begin with the life of Casey Anthony. She was born on March 19, 1986, in Warren, Ohio. She is the daughter of George and Cindy Anthony. George was a former police officer that then turned into a security guard, and Cindy was a nurse. The Anthonys lived in a stable middle-class life, but there were issues behind closed doors, especially with Casey. From an early age, Casey was known to be a pathological liar, which is shown various times throughout this case. By the time she reached high school, she was pretty good at lying. In 2004, her parents went to attend her graduation, only to find out that Casey was short on credits and had been lying to them about her being able to graduate. From 2004 to 2006, she did get a job at Universal working for Event Imaging Solutions at Kodak, but keep in mind that she only had this job for 2 years. At the age of 19, she revealed that she was pregnant after she could not deny it anymore. On August 9, 2005, Casey gave birth to Kaylee Marie Anthony. Casey did state multiple times that she wanted to put Kaylee up for adoption, but she decided to keep her because her mother, Cindy, ended up taking care of Kaylee often. The fact that she didn't even want to keep her daughter from the start says a lot to me about the type of mother she would be towards her daughter. By 2007, she was living a double life. She told her parents that she still had a job at Universal Studios, which was not true. So, whenever she left the house, her parents thought that she was working, but in reality, she was partying and stealing money from them. In April of 2008, Cindy was thinking of kicking Casey out of the house due to her actions and continuous lying. In May of 2008, Casey started to look for her own place with a friend. However, on June 9th, Casey and Kaylee would stay at Ricardo's house, which was one of her friends. After Casey and Kaylee left the next day, Ricardo never saw Kaylee again. He did claim that Casey would give medication to Kaylee to put her to sleep when she didn't want to deal with her. And of course, he had a lot more things to say about how bad of a mother she was. On June 15th, Cindy would take Kaylee to see her great-grandfather for Father's Day, and this would be the last confirmed sighting of Kaylee. Kaylee and Cindy would then return to their home and would swim in their pool in the backyard. Casey, however, would spend the day with her boyfriend, Tony Lazzaro. Which brings us to June 16th, which was the day Kaylee went missing. At 12:50 p.m., Casey would leave her parents' house with Kaylee. That same day, Casey's phone records show she remained in the same area for hours after leaving. At 7:45, Casey is seen at a Blockbuster video store with Tony Lazzaro, and Kaylee is nowhere to be found. On the next day, June 17th of 2008, Casey stayed at Tony's apartment for most of the day. From 2:45 p.m. to 4:30, Casey is at her parents' house with her car backed into the garage. She would actually borrow a shovel from her neighbor, Brian Berner. Casey would just tell her mother that Kaylee was just with her babysitter, Zanny. And Zanny is someone she had brought up before, so she really didn't question it. Then, on June 18th, Casey again would go to her parents' garage and she would borrow the shovel from her neighbor for about an hour. But she would tell her mother that she was at a conference in Tampa and also told her mother that she was going on a work trip to Busch Gardens theme park in Tampa, Florida. She claimed she would be bringing Kaylee along and that Zanny, the nanny, would be watching her as she was attending this meeting. At this time, Tony Lazzaro confirmed that Kaylee was never at his apartment. So during the supposed 6-day trip, Cindy had no contact from Casey, even though she had left multiple voicemails. When Casey finally returned her calls, she told Cindy that Zanny had been in a serious car accident, leaving them stuck in the hospital and therefore preventing her and Kaylee from coming home. On June 19th, George, her father, reported the theft of multiple gas cans from his shed to the Orange County Sheriff's Office. Later that day, Cindy, her mother, mentioned this incident to Casey over the phone. She admitted to stealing the gas cans, and she also told her mom that she wasn't sure when she would return home, which obviously made Cindy question what was going on with Casey and Kaylee. On June 20th, Cindy continues asking Casey about Kaylee's whereabouts. Casey would claim that Kaylee was still at the conference in Tampa, even though Casey wasn't there. Why would you leave your daughter by herself with a nanny that's supposed to be hospitalized right now? It just doesn't make any sense. That night, Casey would enter a hot body contest at Fusion Nightclub. And this makes it seem like she's not worried about her daughter at all. On June 21st through the 22nd, Casey would continue to claim that she was in Tampa and would tell friends that Kaylee was at the beach. Cindy, her mother, kept asking about Kaylee, but Casey kept making excuses on where her daughter was at. On June 25th, Casey would tell her friend Amy that her car smells like something died in it. So then on June 27th, Casey would abandon her car at an Amscot parking lot near a dumpster, and she would have Tony pick her up. Her car would be towed later on, but just the action of her dumping her car is suspicious as well. On July 1st, Casey would stay at her ex-fiance Jesse Grunt's apartment and would tell her mother that Kaylee is now with a woman named Jennifer Rosa, which her mom had no idea who that was. A couple of days later, Cindy drives to Universal Studios to find Kaylee, but is told by her daughter, Casey, that they are in Jacksonville now. Cindy would then create a MySpace post titled, "My Kaylee is Missing." This post was extremely heartbreaking, and you could just tell how much she missed Kaylee and wanted her found. While Cindy is over here worrying about Kaylee, Casey is partying at Lake Eola on the 4th of July. Cindy thought that Casey would return after this, but Casey claimed that she was experiencing car troubles, which left her stranded in Jacksonville, preventing her from coming home. She said she would remain in Jacksonville until July 12th. However, on July 15th, George and Cindy would actually retrieve Casey's abandoned car in a tow yard in Orlando, not Jacksonville. So, they found out that she lied to them again. When they did get the car, they noticed that the trunk smelled of decomposition. So Cindy would call 911 multiple times, getting more and more concerned. Cindy then called Amy, Casey's friend, who told Cindy that Casey was not in Jacksonville, but was actually at Tony's house in Orlando. So, of course, Cindy drives to Tony's house and confronts Casey, demanding her to show her Kaylee. Casey agreed to take her mother to Kaylee, but was actually just aimlessly driving around. Cindy was tired of the excuses, and she called the police on her daughter. But then Casey starts telling her family and the police that Kaylee was kidnapped. She claimed that Zanny the nanny took Kaylee after she had dropped her off at the Sawgrass Apartments to punish her for being a bad mother. But police would look into this and figure out that Zanny the nanny never existed. She was a real lady, but Casey stole her personal information, and she accused her of being guilty when she never even knew Casey like that, at all. Finally, though, Casey confessed that Kaylee had been missing for 31 days. However, she insisted that she spoke to Kaylee on that very day, which was July 15th, so she wasn't that worried. Later on, we do learn that that was a lie. When the 911 operator asked Casey why she waited so long to report her daughter missing, she made a lame excuse, saying that she was doing her own search and going through other resources. Which is a crazy response that makes her look more suspicious. Casey would be arrested after providing false information to investigators, including the story of Zanny the Nanny. Forensic tests would confirm that there was a decomposed body in the trunk of Casey's car at some point. A couple of weeks ahead of this, a man named Roy Kronk would walk into the woods near the Anthony's house, and he would spot something that he believed to be a skull. Like anyone would, he called 911 to report what he saw, and he would meet with the deputy at the scene. This deputy was supposed to do a full-on search, but didn't even do that, and instead complained to Kronk for wasting his time. Kronk would then call 911 again and say that he found a gray bag in the woods. The deputy that would go this time didn't even enter the woods to check it out. Kronk, being frustrated, he called for a third time, and the deputy would briefly search the area but wouldn't find anything and would tell Kronk that it was just trash. In September of 2008, Casey's computer would get searched. It showed that Casey had looked up the words chloroform, neck breaking, and household weapons, which was really odd. On October 14th, the grand jury indicted Casey on charges of first-degree murder along with other charges. On October 24th, reports from an examination of her trunk noted that a hair strand was discovered that showed signs of decomposition and was a near match to her daughter's hair. Additionally, an air sample of the trunk was able to find a chemical compound that is consistent with occurring during human decomposition. But then, on December 11th, 4 months after Kronk had initially called the cops, Kronk called again, and two deputies were able to confirm that they found skeletal remains. So on December 19th, 2008, DNA testing did confirm that the remains did belong to Kaylee Anthony. However, because the body was left to decompose for so long, no tests were able to determine her cause of death. So, just maybe, if the police actually looked the first time Kronk called, the outcome of this case would be a lot different. The deputy that failed to do a proper investigation the first time did get in trouble for his neglect. But still, it just really irritates me that they just couldn't do their job the first time. There was duct tape that was found on the mandible of the skull, but on September 20th, 2009, it was discovered that the tape was actually contaminated by an FBI document examiner. So, authorities messed up again. Finally, on May 4th, 2011, Casey Anthony's trial would begin. I am going to skip over the details of the case, but the main things you need to know is that the prosecution would portray her as a party-loving mother who wanted to free herself from parental responsibilities. The defense claimed that Kaylee accidentally drowned in the family pool and that Casey's father helped her cover it up. And as we know, regardless of the evidence, on July 5th, 2011, Casey was acquitted of all serious charges and she was freed 10 days after her sentencing. The public was obviously outraged by the outcome of this case and demanded a change, but of course nothing could be done. Now, if we fast forward to now, Casey Anthony actually launched a TikTok and a newsletter on March 1st, 2025 to reintroduce herself personally and professionally as a legal advocate. Crazy. I have no idea what response she was expecting, but of course, when the public saw this, they were furious, as they should be. I find this case absolutely crazy, and I am a strong believer that Casey allegedly committed this crime to her daughter. It breaks my heart to know that Kaylee will never get the justice she deserves, and that George and Cindy Anthony can never get the closure that they deserve as well. I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye!